Hello, my name is Gene Johnson. I am your local election supervisor, and this is the WBAI Local Listener Board Candidate on Air Forum. It is election time, and you are eligible to vote if you have renewed or became a member between August 7, 2014 and August 16, 2015. If you have not already, you will soon receive your ballot in the mail. If you have registered in advance to cast your ballot online, you should have received an email with your voting instructions and password. If you did not register in advance for online voting, you still can cast your vote online. Your unique password will be included in your mail ballot materials along with the online voting directions. All ballots must be received or cast online by December 4, 2015 Eastern Standard Time. There will be two other on-air forums scheduled for Monday, November 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. and Wednesday, November 18th from 9 to 10 p.m. where you will hear from other candidates. Please visit the election website at www.elections.pacifica.org for more information, or you may contact me via email at wbai-les@pacifica.org, or you may call me at 347-927-0701. Today, we have four candidates who will be here answering questions. They are John Brinkley, James Sagerton, Jim Dingman, and Eve Moser. Excuse me if I... Dingman, excuse me if I mess up anyone's name. All candidates will have 30 seconds for opening statement, and then we will take questions where they will have 2 minutes to answer. We have randomly selected which candidates will go first for their opening statement as well as their closing statement. So our first candidate up is James Sagerton with a 30-second opening statement.
Hi, my name is James Sagerton. I am or have been a listener and sponsor of WBAI for about 45 years. I identify mostly as a volunteer, but I'm also a member of the WBAI Finance Committee and the Community Advisory Board. As a member of the Finance Committee, I can say that the survival of our radio station and our network is at stake. We are about $300,000 short for the budget next year, and we don't have any way to make that money up. That was quick.
Okay, thank you. 30 seconds can go by really fast.
Indeed.
All right. Mr. John Brinkley, you're up next.
Hello, this is John Brinkley, running for the local station board with the Justice and Unity campaign. I come to the local station board after years of as being a listener. I've honed my skills in corporations, city government, and with a bunch of nonprofits. The skills I have are project management, goal setting, problem solving. These are skills that I'm using to work with the board in terms of achieving the results that we need in these troubled times. Vote for me and the rest of the Justice Unity campaign.
Thank you so much. Next up, we will have Jim Dingman.
Hi, my name is Jim Dingman. I'm the chair of the Community Advisory Board. I want to make 2 points. First, we need a revolution in how the station is organized, content-wise, and delivered that brings us into the 21st century. Currently, we're in the late 20th century. We need to change that. Secondly, as the chair of the Community Advisory Board, I've been responsible to make sure we get corporation for public broadcasting money. The Allies of Justice and Unity in California started to interfere with this back 3 years ago, and we for 3 years have not gotten several million dollars. We have to change that and work together to get the money we deserved completely.
Thank you so much. And last but certainly not least, we have Eve Moser.
Okay, WBAI is in bad trouble. In fact, the whole foundation is in trouble. Why? Because a rogue majority on the national board is working night and day to destroy Pacifica. Who are they? They're Justice and Unity members of our local board and their counterparts on other station boards. To preserve Pacifica, we need to replace them with Alex Steinberg, Bob Young, and the rest of the Indie slate. Read glib.com, read pacificainexile.org, and vote Indie. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, candidates, for your opening statement. The next portion of our forum will include questions and answers, and you will have 2 minutes to answer. Keep in mind that the minutes do not roll over, so you have the option of using your entire 2 minutes, or you will forfeit your 2 minutes. So the first question for the candidates, what is the first thing you will do if elected to the board? And we'll start with Eve Moser. What is the first thing you will do if elected to the board?
Yeah, I would urge transparency and accountability and timely action always.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Brinkley, same question.
Well, I'm already on the board. I chair the board, and I will keep on trying to facilitate aggressive action, aggressive planning in order to forego any more slippage in funds from the station. I will try and build bridges among the all of the members of the board. I believe that we can accomplish a lot if we respect one another. I respect all the members of the board, and I demand respect from them. So I will encourage open discussion and run the meeting in a fair way.
Thank you. Mr. Dingman?
Well, I agree with John. We should have a lot of respect for each other, but one of the things I want to get down to the bottom of is why we've not gotten $3 million in 3 years. 1 year I can accept $1 million due to Pacifica and EPNIS, but 3 years in a row, I have to say it's deliberate. That has to stop because that's bankrupting the entire system. We got to get the $3 million-plus from CPB.
Thank you. Mr. Sagerton?
Okay, well, this question in some ways begs a description of what the responsibilities and the duties of the LSB are, what the ability is of the LSB members to accomplish certain things. Many people confuse what the management responsibilities are in terms of how to run the station, the policies and day-to-day operation of the station with the duties of the LSB. The most important thing the LSB does is elect members to the PNB, which is the Pacifica National Board, which controls the entire network. And to be frank, that's where some of the problems are. I'm not going to necessarily blame the local JUC members for this, but their allies in California have delayed reconciling their financial books. They can't seem to be able to pass an audit to reconcile their books, which has cost us eligibility for Corporation for Public Broadcasting money, which Jim Dingman just spoke about, which is to the tune of $3 million in the last couple of years. This is just totally unacceptable. We may have lost that money permanently now. At the last Finance Committee meeting, it appears that we may have done that. The California stations have to be made to balance their books, rectify their books, pass an audit so that we can proceed and get this money that we need to prevent us from going bankrupt. Quite frankly, at the last Finance Committee meeting, we realized that the WBAI budget is, as of next year, going to be about $300,000 short of what we need to pay our bills for the year. Out of a $1.2 million budget, we're going to be $300,000 short. That means basically we're bankrupt. So we have to just discuss questions of survival here. The other stations will want to sell us if we can't pay our way.
Thank you so much. We've also been joined by Mr. Ralph Pointer. The question that which has been asked is, what is the first thing you will do if elected to the board?
Yes, as a radio program, what we must understand is programming is everything. Now, many things have been said by people as to what they would do and could do if they are elected as members. But we must remember the basic. We all are what we do or what we have done over the years. And so if we want to continue in the path that is we have been on, the station will no longer exist. This is a fact. And if we're looking for progressive people, we have to look at the history of the people we are talking about. Now, I've been on the scene for more years than I like to remember, but I will go back as an activist, 35 years working on changing the society. Now, the program is more, the station is more than entertainment. It's about change. It is about bringing information to the listeners. It is about bringing information in a manner in which the listeners will stay loyal. So I am saying justice and unity is where it's at. And look at my history, the last 4.5, 5 years working to get Lynn Stewart out of prison, and the last 10 years since she was indicted, working to bring the message to the people as to what is happening with our government. Yesterday, I was in Washington, D.C. with the Black is Back Coalition, and this is what we must be about, bringing people from various progressive organizations into the BAI family. It has not been done recently. We must make a change there. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Our second question for the candidates is, what are your fundraising strategies? And we'll start with you, Mr. Brinkley, first. What are your fundraising strategies?
Okay, you may not know, but I worked with a coalition of volunteers to develop a sustainability plan. And that was a plan that had both short-term and long-term goals. We knew that the station was in jeopardy, so we had short-term goals. We had a number of folks who were willing to loan us money in order to establish a development director. In order to really get things done, you need a skilled person who knows how to go after money, apply for grants, do different events in order to bring funds in. Our short-term goals included raising money to pay for the transmitter, to pay for the necessary personnel. Our long-term goals included doing things off the air, working with other groups, working to mail out to our base of previous supporters, and by doing other things. These sustainability plans were worked with people who were against us, and those who were indifferent. But we pulled them all together, and I think we had a very comprehensive sustainability plan. But the only difference between a plan and action is the will in order to get it done. And now I'm willing to work hard in order to get these plans implemented.
Thank you so much. Mr. Sagerton, the same question, fundraising strategies.
Okay, well, it's pretty clear that our current fundraising strategy, which is constant on-air fundraising, isn't working, and it's actually killing our listenership. We're now fundraising almost half of the year, and that's just impossible. We can't continue to do that. It just drives away the listeners, and we're hearing the same program over and over again. I have to say, I often joke that I don't need to buy Gwen Scott's Kitchen Remedies book because I've got it memorized because I've heard it so many times on the air. I also worked with John. I was on the committee with John Brinkley to work on the sustainability plan. And one of the problems there was that factionalism got in the way. We had three plans, two plans provided by one faction, another plan provided by the Justice and Unity Coalition, a third plan filed by an independent person. We couldn't come to an agreement to merge the three plans, take everybody's name off of it, and submit it to the Pacifica National Board. Extremely unfortunate. So the Community Advisory Board, who was at that time filling in for the office staff, which was all laid off, so we had volunteers coming in through the Community Advisory Board and through volunteers who responded to the on-air call for volunteers. They came in and were running basically the office functions of the station. So unfortunately, the sustainability plan was never implemented, and again, it's a shame.
Thank you so much. Mr. Poynter, same question.
Yes, to the question, what are the plans for fundraising? Very basic. And my plan for fundraising is do what we say we're going to do. The example here that I'm trying to refer to is over the years when there are fundraising programs and things are offered for fees, I just send my money in and forget about it because so often the premium is not sent. And I say, if we can't get to the point where we send out premiums, when that is one of the basic positions we have for raising funds, what can we do? And so you will hear many plans offered here, and many plans have been offered. And I say to you, whatever plan that I, when Justice and Unity are involved with, they will be implemented to keep this from being just some more words said. I need no more time on that question. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Dingman, same question.
Well, I agree all the plans that were discussed should be synthesized and implemented, but I find it interesting that the Community Advisory Board actually implemented and didn't plan. We set up volunteers coming in here, making phone calls to resolve the premium problems. We packed the premiums. We brought in a whole truckload of premiums from the warehouse and organized them. So I saw nobody who was sitting there planning or discussing what to do involved with that process. We did it. In fairness to John, I know that all of us got on the phone and raised money for the transmitter. We still have to have this kind of client relationship with the audience. The audience is the most important part of what goes on here because they finance the whole thing. So I have to conclude by saying that people have talked a lot about planning, but myself and the others on the Community Advisory Board have actually implemented things, and we've cut down the amount of premiums owed by at least 2,000. Right now I saw in Justice Unity's mail out, they said there were 4,000 premiums owed. This is a constant rollover problem. It has to be dealt with, but the main problem is the programming is not bringing in the audience that can pay the bills. That is the key problem.
Thank you. Ms. Moser.
I am not an expert in fundraising, but there are lots of people who are. All of us bring different abilities to anything. And I would be very glad to listen, and I do listen to anything that sounds reasonable and intelligent by people of goodwill on this or any other topic. My personal contribution in when it comes to the money situation might be more along the lines of the other end of it, is seeing that money is spent in a reasonable way and in an honest way and an accountable way.
Thank you so much. Next question. As we know, the board has various opinions and perspectives. So can you please tell me how you plan to work with a board which may not always agree with your perspective and your opinions? Ms. Moser, we'll start with you again.
I would urge for cooperation and civility, and I don't know. What more can I say? I think that should go some distance.
Thank you. Mr. Dingman.
Well, the factionalization has essentially crippled Pacifica throughout the United States. This is a nationwide problem. There's much that Justice and Unity argues that I agree with. Personally, what I don't agree with is the support that Justice and Unity has with people elsewhere in the country who the first thing out of their mouths is, let's sell WBAI. So we have to really ask the audience to get involved with this situation. The listeners have to come in their thousands and hundreds and help us work through these problems. The main problem we have right now is how do we change the audience that right now is about 1/250th of the metropolitan area audience. 1/250th, 1% is how many people listen to BAI. We have to change that because that's the only way to survive, to get more people listening and have more programming that draws people. Otherwise, it's all a bunch of baloney.
Thank you. Mr. Poynter.
Yes. To the question, we use the words transparency. Well, we overuse the word transparency. Everyone says it, but no one does it. I believe there is a method where when we speak to the people in an open manner, we solve the problem, because when people are involved, they will give you the answer to what will keep them involved. And so I'm not going to dwell on the word transparency. I'm going to dwell on the deeds of transparency when we are elected, and I guarantee you this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkley.
True, it is not easy. A lot of folks come. We have a lot of passionate people on the board, and they come from different experiences. Some have been hurt in the past by erroneous information, and it kind of carries on. I think we just need to have a restart, just kind of clear the decks. Let's not drag in things of the past, and begin to focus in on what the mission of the board is, what the mission of BAI is, and I believe in finding the good and praise it. And if you find anything that is out of place or incorrect, you provide constructive criticism. But that all is layered over a whole level of respect. Everyone was elected. Everyone was supported by some group or another, and we have to expect that they will honor themselves and honor the board. And so as we lay things out, as we address problems, we want to get the best out of them, not something that is dragged on from the past. And that is what I will encourage and hopefully facilitate.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Sagerton.
And the question was, what will we do on the board, and how do they cooperate with each other? What was the question?
The question was, with different opinions and perspectives on the board, how would you work with the board, knowing that different people on the board may have different opinions than you may have?
Well, it's interesting. Again, all over Pacifica, this factionalism has affected everything. And on our own board here in New York, it also affects everything. And I think recently there's been a wide open split among the independents as far as continuing the old wars or moving forward and try to work in cooperation. It's been public. It's been an open split. There is transparency there. I believe that there's probably a split going on in the JUC and their allies now too, because people in California, I listen to the National Finance Committee meetings that are streamed live. Brian Edwards Tekert, who is the treasurer of Pacifica and comes from the faction allied with the JUC in California, the first words out of his mouth at one of the previous meetings was, when do we begin to shut down operations in New York at WBAI because of the financial problems that we're having? I wish that that rift with the JUC and their allies in California would become more transparent, and we could learn more about how people feel about that, because I really don't believe the people in New York want to sell WBAI. I don't think they're trying to put us under. I think they want us to survive, but we need to learn more about it. I want to say one final thing about the situation with the premiums. When we came in as a cab, and the last time the JUC was in control, we were behind 8,000 premiums. $30,000 worth of premiums were stolen. Another $30,000 of premiums disappeared. We were thrown away, actually. They were thrown away.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question is, how will you increase listenership? And Mr. Poynter, we'll begin with you.
As I had started off with the statement, this is a program where programming is everything. We must make a positive change in programming. Over the years, we have had successful series on BAI. And one of the ones, if I'm allowed to say at this moment, was the Ralph and Maya Schoen, the program Taking Aim, which was very instrumental for every struggle, every progressive struggle, not only in New York, but in the world, bringing information regularly to the listeners. This type of program, if it can be duplicated, if we could possibly twist the arm of Ralph and Maya and get them back, this would certainly be one of the things that I would be working on, and I'm sure Justice and Unity would work on it with me.
Thank you so much. Mr. Dingman, same question.
All right. Well, this is something I've spent a lot of time thinking about. I would suggest that everybody in the audience look at the Times today. There's an article in the business section in the stream of Internet radio. Music stations hold their own. We are behind technologically every single innovation going on in broadcasting right now. My objective would be to move us into the 21st century. This means that we should use Internet radio. We should use YouTube channels. We should use digital delivery of podcasts. I would also ask people to look at the audience engine that WFMU, Kenny Friedman, has developed, which is a free, essentially, synthesis of these kind of technologies around the United States that's offered for free. We have not been able to do this because we've been fighting with each other for 15 years. We have not gotten enough money from the listeners for the past 15 years. The amount of money coming in has declined. Every Pacifica radio station's listenership is probably 2 to 3 times less than it was in 2000. That is due to programming and content. We have to sit and really honestly feel that. So I would call, if I'm elected, we have to have meetings all the time with people coming in from staff, listenerships, outside entities to talk about what we can do to renovate, what we can do to innovate, to create a 21st century cutting edge broadcasting system that can capture literally tens and hundreds of thousands of people in each signal area. That's what we have to aim for.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkley.
Before I answer your question, I'd like to clear the record on a couple of things. My good friends here, the two Jims, keep on saying that or intimating that Justice and Unity is supporting somehow selling the station, which is, I don't know what Kool-Aid they drank, but that's not true. Justice and Unity has been on record, it's on our website, of not supporting any effort to sell or lease WBAI. There is a member of the Indies, however, who has written a memo detailing how a sale of the station would benefit, you know, the rest of the foundation. So I just wanted to clarify that we have never been in support of doing that. In terms of increasing listenership, I believe in grassroots marketing. I believe in although the programming can be improved, I agree with Mr. Dingman. BAI already has enough programming that is head and shoulders over a lot that's on the air. We need to take the schedule, go to organizations, show them that there are programs currently on BAI that are consistent with what their interests are. I think as we go out and let folks know that we're here, that we have something that they will be interested in, we can begin to build our listenership before we get an infusion of money to expand it. The technology, Jim, that costs money. That takes money. And right now, we need to build the listenership in a grassroots way.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Moser?
I think the way to improve programming is, and listenership is to improve programming. There's a mission. Pacifica has a mission that's very clear. It says in the mission the word educational several times and goes on from there about a few other things, and everybody can read that mission. The point is that this corporation of Pacifica is obliged to live up to that mission. Otherwise, I believe they can even be destroyed as a corporation, not by from internally, but by the state of California. So when talking about programming, we need to be sure, and that's part of the LSB's job, and it's part of everybody's job in every capacity, has to be mindful that the programming has to be mission consistent. The BAI used to be wonderful, had wonderful programming, and therefore it had a huge listenership, and it was reasonably self-sustaining. That is clearly possible. And it's up to us to improve the programming, and that will bring more listeners. Sure, I'm making it sound very simple, but the fact is that that's exactly what happens. Okay. If you build it, they will come, or whatever the phrase is.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Sagerton.
Okay, the question is programming. I want to first address my friend John Brinkley, who I do not believe wants to sell WBAI. I did work with him on the sustainability plan. He was very reasonable. He's the current chairman of the local station board. He keeps the more extreme parts of each faction at bay during the meetings. It's very hard work. I sometimes come up to him after the meetings and shake his hand and congratulate him on keeping a cool head and keeping everything under control. The problem is the group at the other stations that the JUC works in lockstep with on the PNB, which John Brinkley is not part of. It's those people, especially in California at KPFA, who their first response, again, Brian Edward Tiekert, is they want to sell WBAI in order to fund the rest of the stations, or at least their station, into the indefinite future so they can go on doing what they're doing, which also isn't raising enough money to sustain their operations. But if they sold a station, they could run for years on the money that would come from that. So what I would like to hear my friend John Brinkley and other members of the JUC is to come out and actually denounce this notion that comes out of California that they say they want to sell the station. Needs to be out in the open and said, and John is shrugging now. Maybe he'll say it, so maybe that's a good thing. Okay.
It's on our website.
Do you disagree with Brian Edward Tiekert?
That we are not in support of...
Hold on, we're not doing a back.
The problem is, if it's on your website that you're not in support of doing it, you can't then vote together with the people in California who are actually trying to do it. You have to come out in the open with that distinction.
Okay, thank you. Next question, how will you work with the national board? And this question is posed first to Mr. Dingman. How will you work with the national board?
Well, I think the national board has to be taken to task because of precisely these issues we're raising. The national board, one member of the national board has set up a dummy corporation several years ago that would take all of Pacifica if it went bankrupt. And so this is where a lot of distrust is set up. Secondly, the question that Jim just raised, I don't doubt that John doesn't want to sell it. But, you know, the problem is that they're aligned with these guys who openly talk about selling it. Let's get down to why they want to sell it. Why do they think that WBAI should be sold? The reason they think that is because we have not been able to contribute our share of the money for 10 years. That's why. We have to change that. All of us out there in the audience, we have to get together and figure out how we change this whole situation around so that we don't have a situation where 1/250th of 1% of the people in the New York City area are listening to this. Recently, on the JUC's mailer, they talked about Mario Murillo coming in doing the kind of programming. Well, Mario Murillo was confronted with a terrible situation. We know there's been a big turnover in PDs in the past couple of years. But guess what? This fundraising drive is basically Mario Murillo's creation of what he created. And we know that it's not working. So I'm just saying, rather than to go into little like tactical points, let's have debating points, we have to get beyond that. We have to figure out how we're going to create an alternative space that imbibes the entire mission and that captures hundreds of thousands of people. That's what I'm excited about. That's what keeps me in the game. And I want to get beyond all the factional BS, all the manipulative, deceptive nonsense that goes on. We have to get beyond that to create a station and a system that has an impact on the people of this country.
Thank you so much. Mr. Poynter.
Yes, not to belabor a point. To begin with, I am passionate about what we are doing here, what we must do. And the issue that raised me up from the sleeping, relaxed area of enjoying BAI was the question of sales. No, no, and no again. And we must recognize that we have a terrible situation. A blanket, if I may say, of darkness has enveloped the nation, the station, and the world. And we need another blanket to be against this blanket of darkness that we are facing. And sometimes in the past, BAI has been that instrument. And so we must raise that instrument one more time to fight against this situation, that the corporate situation, the juggernaut. That's the word, the juggernaut that is going to do us all in if we don't solve this problem. No, 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 we are not going to sell. Nothing is wrong with being passionate as long as everybody understands the root and your passion. And so we will move forward. We will bring BAI back to the status it once had and beyond. And yes, money is the root of all evil, but it is also the root to success. And so we must be successful in raising funds, incorporating all of the things that we have been discussing for years. Thanks again.
Thank you. Mr. Brinkley, the same question.
First, to my good friend Jim, who I've worked with, you ever hear the expression, no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, permanent interests? Just because you vote with a person on one issue does not mean you support everything that they do. Everyone associated with Justice and Unity has never voted to sell, to support any sale, to set up any corporation, none of that. So if this gentleman has a good issue on another thing and we vote, Justice and Unity votes with him, fine. I think you would agree that we should not look at the person, but look at what the point that is being made. And so that's one issue. The second thing is the so-called allies of Justice and Unity on the national board have only been there for a short time. The deterioration of the corporation, the foundation, has preceded long ago when the so-called allies of the Indy or the ACE or whoever were in charge. They are the ones who fired the 18 members of the staff. They are the ones who haven't filed the necessary document, financial report, that goes to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So I hate pointing fingers, I'm sorry I have to do this, but sometimes you need to set the record straight. We need to put people on the national board who will support the aims and goals of WBAI, period.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sagerton.
Well, again, I want to say to my friend John, that sounds like Congress here. This is not the Congress of the United States. But really, I feel like he is my friend, my good friend John. There you go. I don't think he wants to sell the station, and I do understand that. And, you know, perhaps the opportunity hasn't arisen for him to come out and denounce Brian Edsworth Tekert and others for actually openly promoting that idea. But so I'm hoping that everyone in New York is on the same page. We don't want to sell the station. Now, what was the original question that was asked now that we're back and forth on this issue? Right.
Thank you. So I think we're clear that there's no selling of the station, so maybe we can stick
move
to
on, exactly.
The question. So the question was, how will you work with the national board?
Well, the main thing that the LSB does, again, to point out how the structure of this system works, the LSB does not control the minutia of policy. They don't control what programs go on the air. That's the program director and the manager who do that. They do decide who the program director will be, and that's very important because they have to create a pool of candidates from which a permanent program director will be selected. But we have to keep clear on what the LSB's function is, what management's function is, and what the PNB's function is. So how will we work with the PNB? How will I work with them? The first thing I'll do is vote for the candidates or who will be running for the PNB to go from the local LSB, for which we send four people to the PNB. And so we'll be voting for those people. And I will be voting for independent candidates to go to the PNB to try and preserve the existence of WBAI and reform the stations.
Thank you so much. Ms. Moser.
I'm going to second everything James just said. I think it's most important when you to work with the PNB means to get people on the PNB who are going to be reasonable and not sabotaging Pacifica, but building Pacifica and preserving Pacifica. And the track record is very bad right now. There's a lot of sabotage going on, and we really have to get people on that board. And that's what we can do. If we're elected, then we can help to get such people elected.
Right. Thank you. We're beginning to run out of time, so I'm going to make this somewhat into a speed round. So for the next question, you will have 30 seconds to answer it because we're running out of time. The first question will be, where do you see WBAI in 5 years? And Mr. Sagerton, if you can answer that.
Oh, Lord. As a member of the Finance Committee, I'm not sure I see WBAI in 5 years. I hate to say that. I'm sure that's not going to win me any votes by not being optimistic and pleasant. What I would like to see develop is I think we need to come into being a multimedia digital platform. We need to get into the 21st century. As was mentioned before, podcasting, live streaming, multiple channels on the internet. Broadcast radio is dying. It's going the way of broadcast television. We need to move into the 21st century.
Thank you. Mr. Poynter.
Yes. You've heard a lot of things today, but I would say to you, success solves many problems. Success solves most problems. In 5 years, I say to you and all of the listeners, give justice and unity a chance. And in 5 years, we will be off the charts. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ms. Moser.
I don't know. I think it's up to us if we really want, as James said, if we want BAI to be around in 5 years, we better stop yakking and stop fighting with each other and get down and do it.
Thank you. Mr. Dingman.
For the past 15 years, we had all been working together to be creative and create new content. We wouldn't be in this situation that we're in now. So I think that's where we should focus in on, the creation of new content programming that captures, I say, hundreds of thousands of listeners. That solves the problem. End of story. That's what I want to see happen.
Mr. Brinkley.
Okay. In 5 years, it depends on if we can resolve our issues and really focus on having a strong off-air fundraising. If that happens, then the multi-platform that Jim Sagerton talked about is possible, and I would support that vision.
Okay. Thank you. Next question, once again, 30 seconds. What expertise do you bring to the board? Mr. Dingman.
Well, I've been a broadcaster. I've been on radio, television. I've been a print reporter. I worked in alternative TV. I have concrete business experience in marketing, which I proved when we sat here and came in with literally dozens of people and trained them to resolve still exist. But, you know, we all have a lot of skills here sitting around here. We all have to get everyone's skill set mobilized, and I'm not talking just us, a couple hundred people. I'm talking about thousands of people. That'll change the whole situation completely to the better.
Thank you. Ms. Moser.
What I have is that I believe very strongly in the original Pacifica mission, but the one that's still there. Thank you. I support it very strongly. I think it's very important to that our programming live up to that mission. And my other thing is that I happen to have a built-in bull bleep detector. Thank you for asking. Bull bleep. Bull bleep.
Thank you. Mr. Poynter.
Yes. And I'm going to go back with the way I started this. We all are what we do and what we have done. I have been in the movement for 50 years, and I would love to talk about myself and debate with anyone about the successes that we have achieved, the organizations that I've been a part of. I'd like to bring in a little more Black is Back in terms of this listenership, and I know we can get the job done. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. Brinkley.
Okay, I've, as I said before, I'm a manager. I've honed my skills in Fortune 50 company. I have project management, goal setting, problem solving. I've lived outside the country for a number of years. I have a world view, and I'm passionate about information and communication, particularly that is one thing that is needed, and I facilitate that. I work well with people of different opinions.
Thank you, Mr. Sagerton.
Yeah, hi. What do I bring to the board? I guess a passion for WBAI, as I mentioned, a listener for 45 years. I've learned from all of what I've heard. I have a law degree from Rutgers. I taught at Essex County College. Taught English at Essex County College for the better part of a decade. And I've just been here for 2 years working as a volunteer, spending hundreds of hours getting involved in the situation, learning about what the problems are and where to go.
Thank you so much. As we draw this to a close, we will have 30-second closing statements from each candidate. Mr. Dingman, you're first.
Well, I want everybody to vote for the Indy Caucus. I think that we have the ability to try to change the situation for the better. I think that we have to all work together to get the money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that all the Pacifica stations are owed. WBA is owed almost $1 million, and unfortunately, that has been stymied by the allies of the Justice and Unity Caucus at the national level. That's a fact. And this has gone on for 3 years. It has to stop. We need $3 million plus. Imagine you, the listener, not having to contribute almost a half million dollars.
Thank you so much. Mr. Sagerton.
The question again, I'm sorry?
This is your 30-second closing statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, 30-second closing statement. So this is going to be something general. I don't know. There's so many little bits and pieces here that were left unsaid. I think we need to expand the listenership. That really is critical. I'd like to ask everybody to donate to WBAI. Maybe if we get one more push of donations, we can get over the hump and we can go on and do these bright things that we want to do in the future. So if nothing else, go out and get that best friend of yours that you know listens to the radio station but isn't a member. And either
thank you.
Get them to be a member
thank
or
you
buy
so
them
much.
A membership.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Brinkley.
Okay, there's been a lot said. I would advise folks to go to justiceunity.org in order to clarify some of the misconceptions that have been put out concerning Justice Unity. I'm willing to work with anyone. I have the skills, I have the interest, I have the motivation, and I'm here to ensure that BAI is here in the future.
Thank you so much. Ms. Moser.
With all due respect to Mr. Brinkley, I would like to encourage everybody to go and read up at glib.com and at pacificainexile.org because I know that they substantiate what they say.
Thank you, Mr. Poynter.
Yes, as I was saying, let us bring brilliance back into the BAI situation. We have our dear sister write-in candidate, Lynn Stewart, myself. I'm not considering myself as brilliant. I consider myself as compassionate. And we can and will do the impossible. We have done the impossible. Vote for justice and unity. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Gene Johnson. I am your local election supervisor, and you have just heard the first of three local listener board candidates on air forms. If you're eligible to vote, you will be eligible to vote if you renewed or became a member between August 7th, 2014 and August 16th, 2015. If you have not already received your ballot, it is in the mail and you will receive it soon. If you registered in advance to cast your ballot online, you will receive an email with voting instructions and password. If you did not register in advance for online voting, you can still cast your vote online. In your email, there will be a unique password, with your mail ballot, along with your online voting directions. All ballots must be received and cast online by December 4th, 2015. There will be two other on-air forums scheduled for Monday, November 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. and Wednesday, November 18th from 9 to 10 p.m., where you will hear from some other candidates. You may visit our election website at www.elections.pacin, or you may contact me via email at ws@pacifica.org or call me at 347-927-0701. Thank you.